Hello, this is Louis Guillen from the English 100 class, and this is my interviewee here,
Jonathan Estonina.
So, Jonathan Estonina, what I want to talk about is, where were you from?
I'm originally from Bohol, Philippines.
Okay, so what was it like over there? What do you remember growing up there?
When I left the Philippines, I was about 12 years old. I was 12 years old. And what I do remember about the Philippines was that it was a lot simpler, at least where I live. I didn't live in the big city. My family wasn't from Manila. It was a small island in Bohol, and in a small town called Tawala. And it was simple. Nothing like over here.
All right. So who were your family members over there? Who did you live with back in the Philippines?
At the time, it was me, my mother, and my father, and in our house, we lived with a lot of our relatives, a lot of my auntie and uncles, my grandma, my Lola, and a lot of my cousins.
Really? So what were some hobbies that you would do back in the Philippines that you remember?
One thing that me and my father always did was go fishing. We went fishing a lot in the Philippines. Probably at least 3 times a week we would be fishing.
Okay. So what actually motivated you to leave the Philippines? Like, why would you leave?
At the time, my parents were looking for job opportunities, just for higher paying jobs and career opportunities at the time.
Okay. So when you first came here to America, how was it like? How did you think it was going to be like?
Honestly, when I was about 12 years old, I wasn't really expecting much. It's more like I was just nervous. That's the thing. I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't exposed to a lot of the TV or the media at the time to see what America looked like. So I actually didn't know what to expect.
So wait, how old were you when you moved?
12 years old.
12 years old? So, like, how was it for you when you came? Like, did you feel like you had hard times in school, or?
It was hard for me, especially because at the time I had a really strong accent. At the time, I did get teased for it when I first came, but that was just my younger years. But after a couple of years, I did meet a lot of friends. I did meet a lot of friends, and a lot of them were. Either were Filipino Americans or Filipinos from the Philippines, and so within a couple of years it wasn't bad.
What do you remember that was different between the U.S. and the Philippines? What do you remember?
One thing that I do remember that was different was. The for example, in the Philippines, everywhere you go, you travel by foot, either by foot or the tricycle. Whenever me and my dad go fishing, we went fishing, we either walked about a couple miles to the beach, or we pay for a tricycle ride. But over here, there's bus lines everywhere. There's cars everywhere. In the Philippines at the time, they had the same. If you lived in Manila, but where I was from, where my family was from, we didn't have that in Bohol.
Oh, okay. When you came here to America, how was it difficult for you in school? Like in your first day, what made it very difficult for you?
When I first came to America, The first thing that I remember was difficult was a lot of language confusion. I wouldn't say language barriers, but language confusion, because I remember in sixth grade what grade I first entered when I first came here in America, and I remember saying a lot of Tagalog words to my friends, to my teachers, and then they would get confused, because at that time I thought they were English words, but then I would always get confused which what was English, what was Tagalog. For example, I remember saying telling other kids the word suka, which means to throw up. And then and I always got funny faces every time I got that. And then until I realized later that suka isn't English. I thought it was English when I was a kid. So that was one example. You know, there were a lot of cultural differences. For example, when I was a kid, other kids would always sleep over my house and everything, and it was all cool. But I was never allowed to sleep at my other kids' house. I was never sleep at my friend's house. And I realize now, just because in the Philippines, that isn't the culture, is that the parents don't really like their kids to sleep at other kids' house. So that was kind of hard when it was weird when people didn't understand why I couldn't sleep over their house, but they could sleep over mine. It was weird.
All right. So what motivated you to become more Americanized? Was those one of the things that motivated you? What else?
It just came with time. It just came with time. A lot of the culture that I follow was just influenced by my friends and people in my school, and then just following those cultural trends, and a lot of transition in high school, and that made everything easy for me to adapt to American culture.
Okay.